Panelists for any questions?
Hey, Jim, you got a long look yesterday at Jake, Matt dealing with his hand. Just curious what you saw from Jake and his progress throughout this season.
Obviously, we get a chance to see him every day. I mean, he's working, and he's in every area he's improved throughout the year. And I think that's what you find with a young quarterback; they just continue to get better, and he's improving in all areas.
How did he do, Manny, the first team offense?
Do well, like he always does.
At what point did you need to see Matthew maybe throw with consistency to feel good about him on Sunday?
When he's ready.
So if he doesn't say practice until Saturday's walkthrough, would you feel comfortable?
That's not what you asked me. You asked it's a follow-up question.
Well, it's a follow-up question. If he's not ready until Saturday, is he still prepared enough to not play Sunday? Is there a line of demarcation where he can't go?
Jake, for a quick second, obviously got his first live reps, first game action, regular season game action last week. How much value can that be to a young guy who, for whenever he gets his next opportunity to play?
Obviously any reps you get in the course of a ball game is going to help you one way or another. You're going to learn from it. It gives you a little bit of experience. It kind of, gets the nerves out of there a little bit, just in terms of getting a guy familiar with his footing. But he's played preseason games and those kinds of things, but regular season's a little bit different. That's helpful, but obviously it's not much of a sample size for him. It's just very few, but he'll be fine.
And I don't know if you heard Dirk Cutter's comments about Matthew Stafford's hand, that they would go after his hand.
This isn't just next question.
One thing, you've talked all out in this playoff run about one game at a time and all that, and still do that, but the consequences get different near the end of the season if you lose. How do you balance the urgency of that point?
Well, I'm not certain. Even our first game, there's a sense of urgency. The first game of the season, the second, the third, every single game is there's a sense of urgency. Circumstances may change, in that regard, but in how we approach it, those kinds of things, that does not change. That's a great thing about coaching, really, to be honest with you. This time of the year in certain situations, you get a real sense of the essence of the human spirit within your guys and staff and those kinds of things. So it's a real good challenge. And thankfully, I got a healthy disregard for what other people might think is impossible. So that helps as well.
Jim, how do you know that Cutter's comments were unjust?
I know him. Next question.
You're assuming that, or did you talk to him?
I know him. Yes. Next question.
Just one other thing. I think Herm Edwards, he's going back into coaching. Just thought about that. He's been away a while.
Yeah, obviously he's one of those guys, got great passion for the game. I mean, you can see it even when he was at Finnish coaching, he's in television. But, he's done a tremendous job motivating young people, young people. He'll do a tremendous job there in that environment. And, I think he and Ray Anderson have a pretty good comfort level with one another, and I think that's important when you're in those situations. But from a football standpoint, he'll do well.
Coach, you talked yesterday about having to educate your team about some of the negative media stuff that gets out there.
Not necessarily negative media stuff, just educating our team, period. We don't respond. I don't know what you write. I don't know what you say. So that's not what I'm responding to. So what we do is that we focus in on us. And obviously we have a sense and understanding. We have 360-degree awareness but 180-degree focus. But I've been around long enough, too, to kind of anticipate, what things that they have to deal with. So it's not in reaction. It's not like you take up a lot of space in my thought process or anything of that nature. So I don't want to give you that much credit. So go ahead.
You shouldn't. Yeah. Nobody wants to pay attention to me. But no, yeah. I do want to know, like after the last game, there was a groundswell for people thinking that, that you can't do the job or you shouldn't be here. You say you don't pay attention to it, but do you see any of that stuff? And how do you react? I mean, what's your reaction? You've gone to the playoffs two of the last 3 years.
The first year I was coaching, those kinds of things were going on. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the business, plain and simple. And if you can't handle it, you got to get into another line of work, And so I've been at it a while, so I'm fairly accustomed to that kind of stuff.
You never feel an urge to react?
No. Waste of time.
As you self-scout throughout a season and look back and try and find areas to improve, how much is just something like communication something that you feel like grows or changes throughout the year?
Yeah, it's for us, it's vital in so many different areas. We're a big team in communication on both sides of the ball, and you know, that's something that you got to consistently work on and work at. So, obviously, from an offensive standpoint, we generate everything by that. Same thing defensively, where you align, what you do, personnel groupings, all those things.
Just one thing with about T.I. and Green, just from your standpoint, he finally got his chance to play like second or third series. First carry, off he goes down the sideline in front of the bench. I think. Just from a coach's standpoint, what was it like to see that? See a young guy, you know, sort of validate the chance he got.
Yeah, it's always good to see him have early success, you know, that gets things going positively. And but obviously, you know, one or two plays doesn't a season make. But I do think that he's done a lot of good things, and he's shown some of those things in practice as well. So he's coming along. So we'll see how he does from here on out.
Dwight Freeney played about 17 snaps, I think, last week. You know, a lot of pass rush situations. How did he perform in your eyes?
Fine. Obviously, we didn't get as much pressure on the quarterback. That doesn't necessarily fall on him. Completely, but you know, I think for the first day out there, first time out, working within the system, he's fine.
Given some of the injuries that you guys have there, Ziggy, obviously, and Cornelius a little banged up, how much bigger could Dwight's role be if needed?
Yeah, it just kind of depends on the situation, to be honest with you. That's strategic.